Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name, as you know... I hope there's nobody here that bought a ticket to just let's see whatever's happening behind the in the back of this comic book store. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, I sprung it on you, but you guys are Hollywood, where the timing is always impeccable. And I'm trying to take the label off of my water. Just because I do it every time I'm like going to be on camera, there's no cameras here today, but I still, just out of... respect for all the companies out there making great water. I don't want to push a specific water agenda, so I have a blank water bottle. And also, if I leave it sitting here and with the lid off, this is kind of interesting. If you leave it like that, the crickets will come over and drink from it and shut the fuck up. But that's just one cricket, though, right? Or multiple? How does that work? Are there crickets fucking in this room right now? Or trying to get? Is that how they tell each other, "Hey, it's time. Let's do this"? Is that what that noise is? It's a "let's fuck" noise. All right. oh shit! Where's my? There it is. What day is it, you guys? It's Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. We're coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt. Showroom at the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, and I have a feeling like there's some pretty good name tags in the situation. If I may be so bold, to yeah, see, I was right. There's some good ones. I saw Point Blake on the on Twitter today. This lady's upset because this guy's got a giant poster is blocking her little one. So let's make sure. What's your name? Kaylor? Kayla? Kayla? And you went Kay Lars and the Real Girl. Yeah, that's a clever one. That's good. Now hold yours up, sir, so we'll never see her again. It's, yeah, it's not better. It's just bigger. But, you know, in Trump's America. What about Ben? Yeah, you cleverly changed Bob to Ben. And what do you got next to you there, Kayla? Dan Poole?
Yes.
All right, good job, dude. Here in the front row, we got Riedel Juice. Is Reed your last name?
Nope.
No, it's your first name?
No first name.
We've been through this before, but many times. But the pun was different? Different poster?
Yeah.
Okay. At least I was right about that. Thanks, Reed. Clark Gable, Nicole of the Wild. Okay. Get it, Call of the Wild? It's an oldie. And what's, there's an Ex Machina, but what'd you change it to?
Oh, Ghost in the Mitchell.
No, this guy. Oh. Ex Machina. Ex Machina Nick, okay. And then you've got Ghost in the Shell, and what'd you change it to?
Ghost in the Mitchell.
Ghost in the Mitchell. And you put some Skittles and some M&Ms and two little bottles of Maker's Mark on there. Yeah. See, that's how my eyesight is so shitty. I couldn't have read his name tag, but all of those shapes on those candies and those liquor bottles are easy for me to figure out what they are. Well, thank you to everybody who brought name tags. Even you in the back, you've got a chance. It could happen. Weirder things have happened. It's time for Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City this Sunday and Monday, April 2nd and 3rd. And then we're back here at Meltdown Comics on Sunday, April 9th at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in San Jose on Wednesday, April 12th. So if you bring name tags, we're going to play Last Man Stanton. Stand-up comedy audiences are always surprised by that. All my dates and deets and links are at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com.
Well, there's like one guy sort of led the charge on that one. Just sounded like an echo. From the corrections department, Glenn Close. This is a rough one. She is not in 13 Conversations About One Thing, which Jason didn't even ever get the title right anyway, but maybe he was thinking of Nine Lives? Not the Kevin Spacey talking cat Nine Lives, but some other fucking Nine Lives movie from 2005. And Glenn Close was not in Little Women. I just let that one slide because it sounded good. And I can't believe that I didn't remember Hook for Glenn Close. So memorable as a man who gets forced into a torture box. All right, the prize bag has got some fun stuff in there. I got to make sure I get the title right. Correct titles only. Earbuds, the podcast documentary t-shirt is in the bag. Also, some dentine ice. Yeah, I'm off gum, so if anybody gives me gum, it's yours now. I'll turn around and give it to you. A couple of peacemaker pipes, another thing called Grav, that's like a glass pipe that somebody gave me. Oh, this stuff, I don't know what this is about. It feels like an empty bottle, but it's 10th Avenue tea. So I guess it's since there's tea in there, that's why it feels empty. Promotional tool, CD. All of that, plus the cool stuff that my guests brought, because these are guests that bring good stuff. Please give a nice, warm Buddy Holly and the Crickets welcome. Two, Jordan Brady, Megan Neuringer, and Sean Jordan.
Woo is right.
Yes.
Wow. God
damn right.
Okay. We're cooking.
Great stuff.
We've got everybody out here. Everybody's got prizes. Mm-hmm. Let's meet them individually. Ooh. Starting with the lady that just went, ooh.
Oh, my creaky bone.
It's Megan Neuringer, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Hi. You guys, I am wearing false eyelashes tonight, which is not the usual, and I am being treated like a woman for the first time in my life. I'm going to do this all the freaking time.
You think it's the eyelashes? It's you think the there were no other clues that you were a lady?
This is truly, and they curled my hair, and now I'm being treated like a decent human being. I got to do this all the time. It's no.
I think you're still all right without the curled hair and the eyelashes.
Yeah, I think I would have known.
Constant abuse. No, abuse. As if I'm walking around with a mustache. No.
Well, that was nice of them to shave that as well.
Yes. I know. I was like, do it close.
Oh, my God. You're way ahead of yourself here. Did I ask you about the prize bag yet?
Oh, no. That's not the prize bag.
They're all so excited.
That's not the prize bag. That's just what she's going to drink.
Yeah, this is how I handle myself.
That's just your personal stash that you enjoy during a show. Oh. It's in your rider.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah. No, that's okay. They got excited. I'm excited that they're excited about it. But I wanted to talk to you for a second first.
Go for it. Yeah. Well, okay.
I'll still hold the bag. You're
okay,
a lady.
Great. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and if you notice, he was treated like a woman until he grew that beard.
Yeah. True story.
It works both. It's a two-way street. So you've written some stuff for Portlandia?
Yeah, I worked on it last season 7, that just finished airing. And it was the coolest ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was the best.
Super fun.
Yeah.
I just got back from Portland. It's raining. But but other than that, I love it. It's a fantastic place.
Yeah, it's
really
real.
Enjoy. So you got to go there for the for a bit?
I got to go there for a month and do some on-set writing.
Nice.
While they were shooting and like live there and like eat the food and like
and see all
the
of
weed.
The wigs that Carrie and
it's
Fred
true.
Wear.
Yes.
It is such a wig show. They never have their normal hair in a sketch.
Unless they're playing themselves, Fred and Carrie.
It is
a wig show. Yeah. They have like an Emmy award winning wig person. The hair and makeup person.
Oh, they've won for that show? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a category.
I didn't know people won for that.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a shit ton of categories.
I've been nominated for lashes, the ones I'm wearing today.
That is it. Mm-hmm.
In the male or female category.
In the female, and now you look like a female because of your lashes category.
That's a good category. That's a deep category, a deep cut. But yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to take this gum out of my mouth.
Okay.
Because you guys can't smell my breath, and I feel like it's weird. Oh, you're so kind. No.
No. Don't
take
it.
You're not my mother.
Gum,
I can't
dude.
Do that.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
And he's gonna put it in his mouth.
I was just going to put it under the chair.
I could totally see that coming.
Oh, no. I was going to put it behind my ear for later. Just kidding. I'm going to put it.
Put it in the prize bag.
Portlandia gum.
I'm going to put it on this receipt.
Oh, this is great.
And give it to my accountant.
I love that. You're one of my guests that really talks the listeners through every step of every behavior.
Well, I want them to have a visual party for the ones on the podcast who aren't here. Like, you know, it's... Have you heard about radio? It's storytelling. No. you gotta paint the scene.
You do. Speaking of painted scenes, there's a bunch of artwork on the walls, and I think it's... Is it all Power Rangers related? Yeah, oh. That's interesting.
It's Morphin time.
Is that your safe phrase?
Just say it sometimes?
Yeah. Jordan Brady is here, everybody.
Hey!
These are all return guests of the program.
Who's gonna hold that?
Jordan is a has directed many things, but of late you've been directing movies about stand-up comedy. Starting with I Am Comic.
I Am Comic.
Then I Am Road Comic.
Starring Doug Benson.
I'm in it briefly, talking about my love of roller coasters. And then what's the
new one is
the latest one?
I Am Battle Comic.
It's
terrible
not about
name.
It's not
terrible
about roast
name.
Comics.
No.
It's not about roast battles.
The troops.
Yeah.
Doing which is shows for the
for the most
military.
Noble thing a comedian could do. Yeah, I mean
fun.
The comedians who do it, I really admire them and
I got to go to
happy it works out.
Kuwait, Afghanistan, and some other places I can't talk about, performing for the troops, and I suck at stand-up, like I'm really rusty, but I went with other guys. And the one thing I learned, crickets, food of the future. There's more protein in
oh,
crickets.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So you're suggesting I should eat the crickets to solve this problem once and for all?
I'm saying you may be looking a gift horse
the
in the
mouth. The
trouble
is you can't find a fucking cricket. They make all that noise. You think it like when you're looking for your phone and you call it, you think that you'd be able to notice what's making where the noise is coming from. But it's they send a very vague sound all around the place. Right?
The crickets or the phone? I kind of got lost.
The
on
crickets,
that
they don't want.
The crickets.
Unless you want to have sex with them, they don't want you to find
they
them.
They don't want you to find them.
Because that's like the mate you were just
they're
saying.
They're like, listen to all this noise we're making and fucking live with it.
When then somebody comes
don't
over, they
find
start
us
fucking
and try
and then
to
they go in their own place.
Evict us. They've had exterminators come here and then.
Horrible ones.
It could be Hollywood crickets. Hollywood crickets, like, you know, the homeless around
right.
here, kind of cocky.
It's like just like Hollywood actors. They're very persistent.
Oh yeah.
They're like,
the
I don't care how much
homeless.
You kick me and spray pesticide in my face. I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stick around in this town just like the cast of La La Land.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. So how can people see Battle Comic? I am Battle Comic.
I'm going to say for the people in Los Angeles, you people in front of me, May 2nd at the Landmark on Pico.
Oh, a big benefit screening,
I'm
right?
doing, if you go to jordanbrady.com, which is my website, I've listed seven. We just added Phoenix today. There's seven cities. This is a blatant plug. I'm really sorry.
I was going to say it'd be weird if it wasn't your website.
Right. It'd be really weird.
You know
right?
what? It's also my website, jordanbrady.com.
What? I've listed all these cities, and we're giving all the money to charity.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
All the ticket sales and everything. Yeah.
What's the charity called?
Jordan Brady. No, it's National Military Family Association and Operation Gratitude. They make care packages for the troops. In Phoenix, it's Semper Fi Fund. And listeners, in your city, Portland, wherever, I'll show the movie. I'll make it happen for free if we can give the money to a local charity that helps military families.
Love it.
Wow, you're a good guy. You're a good guy.
I'm extremely wealthy. I don't need the money.
That's right. You've directed Billy Bob Thornton. So that's your bucket list is completely full.
Yeah. Sad.
That's not bad. That's a good.
Was he all right to be around, or is he cranky like you'd imagine?
He's a bit of a nut job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have. Actor being cuckoo.
Yeah. No. He's
but he's
really cuckoo.
So good though.
He's worth it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see him as cranky. He doesn't come across as cranky to me.
No. I asked him if he's cranky. He said no. He's nutty. Stay with us, Sean.
Yeah, he was never cranky.
I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah. I'll pay closer attention.
That's okay.
I'm gonna stare at your mouth and not your eyes from here on out.
No, please.
And that way I'll understand what you're saying. Continue about Billy Bob Thornton.
No, I wanna say hi to you real quick, since you're in the mix anyway, so people aren't sitting at home wondering, who is this interloper?
Sure.
Sean Jordan is here!
Yeah.
Hey. And together, they are Sean Jordan Brady.
There it is.
Megan.
That's my website, Sean Jordan Brady Megan.
How's it going, dude?
A lot of frisbees on there. It's good, man.
Yeah,
I just want to say, you are putting out some major pheromones on this stage. I mean, fucking oozing sexuality, and I mean that in a complimentary way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. I was in a hot
lashes.
Tub like 2 hours ago.
No, it's good. It's
Can
good.
I blow your mind for a second, Sean?
Please do.
And Megan, yours too, if you feel like it.
If you would.
You know how when people, like in a movie or TV show, they're talking about porn and someone will go, bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, he invented that. He is the first person to sing it that way about porn, and everybody does it since.
It
like
is
it's
true.
Just it what is. It is. Like, that's what porn music sounds like.
No, it's
How
so
long
true
is this story that I'm going to ask you to tell me?
No, I'm just going to say.
I think
thank
I told
you,
the whole
though.
Thing. That it was
yeah,
a bit
it.
In
that's
his
the
act.
Story.
It was a whole bit in his act about how Did about porn and how that music comes on.
But it's such a
and
hack
that's how
thing.
People do it now.
It's such a hack bit now that if you told someone that, they'd
what?
Be going. Yeah.
I said I was gonna blow his mind, you
so
guys.
You were doing stand up. You were doing stand up, and you're like, you know, you when you see porn, you're like, bow chicka bow wow, and everybody laughed because that was the first time they'd heard anybody
yes,
say that.
Yes,
that's fucking bananas.
Pop the cherry of the comedy audience.
I would not that's be insane. Able to not remind people every new fucking person yeah. I met. I'd be like, do you know what I did? I invented bow chicka wow wow. Like
I'd be like, what?
Nobody would ever talk to me again.
I'd be like, hey, how's it going, postman? Or mailman.
You might have noticed my doorbell is the bow chicka bow wow thing.
Yeah. I'd ask somebody, I'd go, what's the sound, what's the music like in porn? How does that go? And then when they go bow chicka bow wow, I'd go, I'm the person who, well, they probably wouldn't believe it at that point. I'm still going to try it. It'll be a fun thing to say to people.
I'd be like, you owe me residuals every time you do it.
This is a strange
That's
blend
so
of homage and mockery.
No. None of this
really
is
really weird.
I'm not mocking 1 second of this.
I'm being sincere.
You know,
leave
Billy
your
Bob.
Phone, do you leave three. Your phone on the like on the it's table when you eat lunch and that's your ringtone? Like, why is your phone on the table? Wait till somebody yeah. calls and then we'll have something to talk about for the
Guess
rest of lunch.
Who's calling? The tennis pro. Bow chicka bow. Yeah.
Oh, Billy it's Bob the repair man. I got to get home.
Billy Bob said to me, you know, I've won some awards. And I said, oh, yeah? I invented bow chicka bow wow, motherfucker.
Are you serious?
How'd that go over?
Damn it.
We've seen people like, some folks call it a sling blade.
Is that Billy Bob Thornton in Tombstone? Because if it is, I just found out like a week ago.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's the poker dealer, the guy
he's
that
like a fat Billy
you
Bob.
You're going to do something or just stand there and bleed?
When you just.
That's what I say when we play the game.
When you just did sling blade voice, Doug, I couldn't help but merge Sling Blade Billy Bob with Monsters Ball Billy Bob, and then I imagine Sling Blade having sex with Halle Berry.
Oh, again for the
wow!
Yeah, again for the listener, you're describing
like,
that.
How did Sling Blade fuck Halle Berry? It's a different movie.
It's a fictional world we're living in all those movies. We could make a movie where they fuck each other and they play those characters.
Yeah, Sling Blade came a long way before he got to have sex with Halle Berry. There's a lot of movies in between, but. What do you got for the prize bag, my friend, Sean Jordan?
I went to the Glendale Galleria, and I found a copy of Lucky Number 11 for a dollar. I love this movie. I think it's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I don't know why I told you how much it was. That was a rookie move. And then I have some Sour Patch Kids with bunny ears. Huh? How cute. What are we? Easter time?
Timely.
And then a couple carrots with Reese's peanut butter in them.
What?
They're fun. That's not. You didn't win the game, Doug. You can't have that yet. And
they're all Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. And, what did
but,
I say?
But
Reese's
they're orange ones, and they're put into the packaging in the shape of a carrot. It's amazing.
So there's two of those, and then you get an Easter basket that you can pour all this stuff into. I recommend that you mix the Sour Patch Kids and the Reese's Pieces, and then watch the movie.
You put them in your mouth at the same time?
If you want to live life. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room, my friend.
I don't think that seems good.
Well, have you tried that before?
I put the Reese's Pieces in the popcorn. Yeah.
Sure, that's another good move, but I don't have any popcorn, so I couldn't recommend that.
Okay. Yeah, so whatever two things you have, they just have to eat them at the same time.
That's where we're at, yeah. That's what I'm
laying down. Jordan Brady!
Well,
what do you got?
I didn't bring a container, so I applaud you.
You can put it in mine.
Okay, cool. I brought some gifts. First of all... There was some foil backstage.
Oh, my God. I really thought you were bringing leftovers.
He was at a barbecue earlier.
First of all, look at this. Starring Doug Benson on the cover, an autographed I Am Road comic DVD.
Ooh.
Right? Doug actually signed the DVD inside. Will you hold it for me?
I will.
Okay. Next, I brought it's a triple CD comedy CD by Wayne Fetterman called The Chronicles of Fetterman.
Yes.
Autographed by Doug Benson.
Yeah, I signed it. He's at Fetterman on Twitter if you want to say hi to him.
This is Criminals Gone Wild. This guy made this movie where I never watched it. I thought, okay, I'll
throw
that
in. Why did you never watch it?
Well, I saw clips on YouTube.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's like fake. It's the original fake news. And autographed by Doug Benson on the inside. And then this is for the young comedian. This is, back in the day, we called it a gag gift. Instant audience. Applause. Look at that one. What's that one? What's number two?
It's crickets.
Crickets.
You don't even need them if you're here.
Rim shot, boo, and then on the back, there's a little button. You push it, and it goes... Bounce chicka wow wow.
What's rim
and
shot?
And I'll never do that again.
Wait, you don't know what a rim shot is?
I mean, I know what a rim shot is. Like
in West Hollywood?
No, in comedy, what's a rim shot?
Ba-dum bumps.
You really don't know?
I was thinking rim job.
No, ba-dum bumps.
That's totally different.
Ba-dum bumps.
Oh, no, I didn't know it was called
it's called
rim
a rim shot.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Rim shot.
Now let's move on to rim job.
Rim job sounds like this.
It's when you look around someone's asshole is what a rim job is. I know what that is. My mom... Real quick, my mom saw Buck Cherry. My mom saw Buck Cherry one time, and he was yelling. He goes, "Who out there wants to toss my salad?" My mom had no idea what that meant. She told me this story, and she goes, "Yeah, I don't even know what he was talking about." And I looked at her. I was like, "You have no idea what that means?" And she goes, "No, I don't know what that means to toss someone's salad." So I told her in detail what it meant, and she goes, "That pig." And now she hates Buck Cherry. So just like everybody else. Woohoo!
That was through the cellophane packaging, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got a little opening for the thing so you can test it
in
the store.
Oh, gotcha.
That
was just like a can you turn over that goes. All right, so I'll be going to those throughout the show. That's going to come in handy. That'll be a lot of fun. Let's see how. Let's see. Let's go cricket versus cricket.
Oh, sure. Now they all think there's other crickets here, though, that want to fuck. You're really teasing them.
Here, you hold this. I don't want to get fucked by a cricket.
It's like a turf war now.
The all bloods right. and the crickets.
I'm telling you, there's more protein in a cricket. No, I'm serious. And it takes so little energy.
I've eaten them with Doug. On your food podcast, like 2 years ago.
We ate crickets, that's
we
right.
We ate crickets, Mexican crickets.
Dining with Doug and Karen with crickets.
And I was like, off a breakup and feeling very adventurous. And I was like, I'll put anything in my mouth. And I...
you really felt like a lady.
And I ate them crickets. And it was delicious.
How were they cooked?
Did I eat them too?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Were they covered in chocolate or something?
They were like fried.
I pocketed it and pretended. Yep.
Look, gnarly. If you're going to eat like a shrimp or a lobster or some kind of like sea
bottom
insect,
yeah.
then don't be a snob. Eat a land insect. What are you? You think you're better than garbage?
Eat a fucking land insect, I say. Do it.
All right, so the audience was very excited about Megan's contribution, I saved her for last.
Okay. Clinkly clink. So I got a special Belvedere Vodka 007 Spectre promotional bottle of vodka. And this outside plastic rim, it was a shaker. It had a top and you would put the vodka in the shaker and make yourself a 007 James Bond martini. Mm-hmm. I somehow lost the top and bottom. It is no longer a shaker, but it's a brand, it's an unopened Belvedere top shelf vodka. So hopefully
is everyone with a name tag over 21?
Yeah. And
okay,
you
I
know,
trust you.
You guys all checked.
And,
yeah, we're good.
And not in recovery. I don't need that baggage. If you're in recovery, don't do it. But
it's like a sheath. Like a 007.
Yeah, it moves like a cheap re-gift. But the vodka's still good. It doesn't go bad.
I can't think of a better prize for the prize bag than, it's just a bottle of vodka. That's great. Mm-hmm. But then there's this weird 007 sheath on it. So it makes it a movie thing. It's perfect.
I was thoughtful.
Yeah, pass it down here and I'll think about putting it in the bag. I might just hang on to it. Although, you know, Tito's is my vodka.
It's mine, too, which is why I'm giving that one away.
Yeah. It's such a pretty bottle, the Belvedere. If they put that much effort on the inside like Tito's does, Tito's is handmade and gluten-free.
I like Old English a lot myself. Old English malt liquor. That's what gets me there.
Well, we might as well ask Jordan what he likes to drink.
I like Cazadores. It's a tequila. I drink it neat.
Have you ever had Ron White's tequila?
Ron White has his own tequila?
Yeah, it's called Juan in a Million. And yeah, it is.
That was a movie, right?
I mean, it's a guy named Juan that made it, so I guess it's
and
okay.
You drink it with and eat some like Jeff Foxworthy beef jerky or something? Like
Jeff Fox jerky?
This kid is quick.
Jeff
I mean,
beef,
at
Jeff
least
beef
points
worthy.
For the rapid fire connection of the two.
It's
I
all those
applaud
pheromones
you,
I'm putting out.
Yes.
I'm so horny.
I just thought of the worst person alive, Larry the Cable Guy Fieri.
I'm picturing that dude. He's got some weird tattoos.
He's got a kick to it.
He's got Guy Fieri's sense of humor and the cable guy's ability to cook.
You just take the bad things. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Sign me up.
Let's go down the line, ask you guys a question I like to ask every panel, and that's last movie you saw. In fact, whoever can think of theirs the quickest, go first.
Get Out.
All right. I still have a lot more show to go, but if you insist.
Huh? Where's that rim shot?
It's fun to... Oh, yeah.
Do the rim shot, right? That's when a rim shot would work. Not a rim job. That's when you lick someone's asshole.
You're so excited that you learned about rim shots.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Huh?
I'll there try to remember that next time I'm going to say something stupid. You like The Get Out?
I love The Get Out.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Planted lots of seeds, paid them off at the end. Because you mean movie, like in a movie house, in a picture show? Because I did watch this.
It could be in any format. I'd love to hear about a documentary that we all know about Get Out, but like, what's a documentary people should check out?
It was like Syria. It was like Syria 101 on HBO. Very depressing. I should probably not have brought it up.
But it's good, though?
It's really good. Yeah, it's riveting.
All right.
A lot of people die.
Yeah. Well, I love the. I've never flipped on a HBO documentary and not been found it interesting. Like they do good work there,
and it's well done. And if you start to kind of drift, they have the graphics that bring you back.
Or you have your own cell phone,
yeah.
The internet on it. You know, you're not watching without that Twitter.
You just hop on the gram, hop on the book, just see what's going on.
Oh yeah, it sounds like a fun movie to live tweet. It's all the funny things that come into my head.
Still
while watching
dying.
About,
hashtag Aleppo.
About Syria, yeah. All right. Megan, do you know what the last movie you saw was?
In the theater, I saw Kong.
Skull Island. Yeah.
I was, you know, I was pretty stoned. And
seems
I was
perfect.
Stoned to the degree that the movie was so utterly mortifying to me.
Right, it's scary unstoned, I think.
It wasn't scary, not horrifying, mortifying. I was humiliated by the dialogue, the actors, and everything that was happening. That I truly ruined it for everybody else in the theater because I was like laughing inappropriately. I was like, can you believe this? Like, my stone brain could not handle. I was like, this is garbage. Why is this guy talking? I had like reached a level where I was like, John Goodman is phoning it in. He hates these lines. Like, I decided that I knew everything that had gone on behind the scenes as I was watching it. And I was like, these people are embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. But then I realized I was thoroughly entertained. By the end, I was like, that was a real ride.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to take a breath so I could point out that it's just a fun movie.
I haven't seen it, but I heard John C. Reilly really gives shades.
He's
to his
so book. Great
oh,
in
he's,
it.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah, and you never said, I can't believe he has to say that about his lines.
No, because it seemed like everything he said was improvised.
By him?
Yes.
Or
no,
else.
Improvised by the screenwriter, written on the page, and then John said it.
Because that's how good he is.
How's the monkey?
I get it.
How's the monkey? It's bigger than ever before.
It's as big as I wanted it to be. That's what I want, a fucking gigantic Kong is what I want.
Yeah, you don't want something that can hang out on the top of the Empire State Building.
The
that's,
handprint's
that's
like
too
the size
small.
Of a fucking house. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's massive and very scary.
Kong has a great bod.
Did you take a good look at the Kong dong?
There's no Kong dong, but that tush, he's got pecs.
He's homeless.
He's got pecs on his tush.
Kong is strong. He's got a bod.
He's running for office?
Paleo diet. Yeah.
Kong is strong.
Yeah.
That's his platform.
Vote Kong.
I can rip people's arms off. Elect me.
I think you'd especially have a good time at this movie if you hate helicopters, because fucking they get smacked around like there's nobody's business. There's some really good twists in the action and in the violence, like unexpected things. I really enjoy it. I think the summer blockbusters, I think the summer season is going to end when Guardians of the Galaxy opens. Like, I think everything after that, how can it fucking hold up to fucking Logan and Get Out and Kong and, you know, dare I say, Lego Batman? But what about...
He was in Lego Batman.
Yeah, I was totally into it. Sean, have I asked you yet?
Have you asked me what? See what I did? I was going to ask if I'd seen a movie. I went and saw Beauty and the Beast in the movie theater.
Wow. How was
that?
I loved it. I loved it. Except for the new songs. I didn't remember anything about the old Beauty and the Beast. So it was kind of like seeing
that's perfect.
For the first time. And I guess those new songs were kind of shitty, but I didn't notice because I don't remember all the old songs.
How many new songs are in
there's
it?
New songs.
Am I wrecking it? Should I not say? Is it a dick move to say?
Sing them all.
I don't think the number of songs that are in it is that big of a spoiler. And
well, nobody in the crowd.
And if you're really
like,
sitting on,
it.
If you're waiting on Beauty and the Beast at this point, it's been out for a week and a half.
Yeah,
or something,
just
right?
Go to the fucking movie already. Fine, I'll wreck it. There's like three new songs.
Is there like a song that's
like
a remix?
Oh no, it's been out for like 5 days.
Huh?
Is there a song that's the remix of the old song?
What would be the Beauty and the Beast song?
Oh, okay, let's talk it through. There's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's in the title.
The teacup lady would sing that one. And then there's Be Our Guest, which all of the fucking utensils and shit sing that one.
It's perfect.
All the utensils.
You never ate with a candle before? You've never had a nice steak and ate it with a candelabra?
Yeah, and I like to soak it all up with a clock. So,
just take the clock and throw it in a bowl of soup, and then whatever flies in the air, that's what I eat for the soup. It's a fun way to eat. There's new songs, and I guess...
I keep waiting for a punchline of some sort.
Well, now I can't think of one. I'm on the spot. I'm too horny.
What'd you think of them putting a apparently very gay character in there?
I mean, the first go round,
his name was LeFou. Then, so he wasn't gay. Okay, go ahead.
There was a punchline. I said, "Ask me what I think about them putting a gay character."
What do you think about is Emma Watson a good singer?
I didn't queer about that at all. It's a rim shot.
Well-executed rim shot.
We used to do it on
late-night programming. No, I thought it was good. I could have been crying the whole time. I liked it. I'm a big softy.
I heard it was a little long compared to the
original.
Well,
it sounds like if they added songs, I just don't even know what that's like about,
two,
adding songs.
2 American hours last time I checked. It was fun.
And there's a song all about Belle, like when she's walking around at the beginning where they're all describing her and what a bookworm she is.
Yeah, they hate it.
She saw it.
Yeah, for some reason, there's like, look at that gorgeous
Gaston
woman
have
over
a song
there reading
in
a book.
Original cartoon?
Can't have it.
Yeah, Gaston has a song where he's hoisting beers and having fun.
Yeah, it's great. I think all the lyrics are the same. They didn't change anything. They added like little sounds and shit. Like Josh Gad had some lines, but other than that, all the songs are the exact same.
Hmm.
Which is fun.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it, dude.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
What time of day did you see it?
Afternoon. It was a matinee.
Yeah, with lots of kids. Lots of kids there?
Not a lot. A lot of adults. A lot of couples.
Well, you like, it was a weekday?
Yeah, I think it was a Wednesday.
Oh,
perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps a Thursday.
Yeah, it's weird.
Couldn't be either because it opened Thursday night, but.
Just this last Thursday night it opened?
Yeah.
No.
It was a week before that?
Because I was in Portland when I saw it.
You're right. Oh, where'd you go in Portland? Did you see it in IMAX 2D?
Maybe.
That's what I exactly. If I had seen it while I was in Portland, I was going
to
see it at the.
Oh no, I didn't go
at the Lloyd
IMAX.
Center. They had IMAX 2D, and most places you have to put on the glasses for IMAX.
I just went to a shitty theater and saw it.
Okay.
There's a theater. There's a cool thing in Portland. I think it's Portland. There's a big wall, and they painted "Keep Austin Weird." Wait, maybe that's in Austin.
It's in Austin. In Portland, they have a big wall.
I apologize for not having the rim shot ready on that one.
I thought that was like a T-ball.
No, I didn't know. I thought you just had a stroke or something. Like.
You just started crying. Wait, maybe that's in Austin. Everyone, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
I was at the Space Needle in Portland, and...
That's in Seattle, Doug.
I was at the Eiffel Tower in Pisa.
Right next to the Ark.
The Leaning Tower of Eiffel. Huh. All right, you guys. This is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We got lots of nice name tags in the house. Each of you has to select one that you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat. And keep in mind that the What About Ben guy, there's people behind him.
Right.
Give everybody a fair shot. And while you do that, we'll do this. Go ahead and walk around.
Oh, good.
While you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Cabbage with a K. If you're wondering how to get the funding needed to run a small business today, Cabbage has the answer. Cabbage helps small business owners access simple and flexible funding right away without the headaches that come with applying for a traditional loan. Apply online or from your phone by securely linking your business information to get an automatic decision. There's no waiting in line, scanning documents, or tracking down financial statements. Cabbage gives you the flexibility to decide what's best for your business. Once you're approved, you choose when to use your funds and how much to take. You only pay for the funds you actually use. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses with $2.9 billion in funding. Visit cabbage.com/doug. There's no cost to apply or set up your line of credit. As a Doug Loves Movies listener, when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $100 Visa gift card you can use anywhere. That's cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/Doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. That was a very pleasant name tag selection process. Thank you to everybody
what
for
did people hear during
participating.
What did they hear during the break? Do you know?
They hear commercials, me saying commercial words from our sponsors.
Gotcha.
Cabbage with a K. KABBAGE .com. Promo code Doug.
It's like a marijuana cool. thing.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like a marijuana
Oh, yeah.
thing.
I get high before I do it. All right, so let's start with Megan. She went right for the candy and the booze.
Look, I see a tropical Skittles taped over a milk chocolate M&M's with two little Maker's Mark minis. And then we've got Ghost in the Mitch shell.
Yeah.
And I got a pun and also a graphic. This has a lot of effort in it. And you know what? You reach a certain age and you like effort.
Is that me on Scarlett Johansson's body? Oh, Lord.
Well, now I got that in my head.
Forever.
Oh, man. I got to get a picture of that.
This Dag is great Abbott. Effort.
What's that?
Great effort.
Yeah,
it is. No, it's a fantastic. It's a
really half-assed good one. Is, you know, pre-2014. Now it's the time of, like, show up.
Even the face I'm making is amazing.
Am I a playing? Dipshit? What? That looks like a Star Wars poster to me.
It's Ghost in the Shell.
Well, no, I got that. I'm just saying, is that like how much that it looks like a Star Wars poster in real life?
It's kind of maybe got a Star Wars like the
kind
this,
of maybe.
This standing here with the gun like that. It was on the first Star Wars poster, but you know.
I'll just go fuck myself then.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to go right now. Jordan, who are you playing for?
First of all, I just want to comment. You look kind of hot on that poster.
I know. That's why I'm going to get a picture
really
of it.
Yeah.
You know what, Doug? You should get tits. You should get breast implants.
It's getting weird. Pretty weird. And the crickets now, they're listening.
Jordan, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Kayla, who came up with Kalars and the Real Girl.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies. Where a man pretends that his doll is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Ryan Gosling did a good job playing that weirdo.
Never tied his boots.
And that doesn't look like a Star Wars poster to you.
It looks exactly like a Star Wars poster.
That doesn't look exactly like Darth Vader to you, is what you're going to try to sell me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, Sean.
I picked...
What do you got? It's your favorite movie, isn't it?
It's up there. I picked Lewis, actually, and it's fantastic, but... So, Lewis, you arrogant motherfucker, all of these names are Luis Ramirez. None of them are different puns of any other name. They're just, it's every character, and then under each one it says Luis Ramirez, Luis Ramirez, Luis Ramirez. I bet you that's Luis Ramirez clapping all loud in the back. Were you looking in the mirror when you did this? This is funny. But yes, it's damn near my favorite movie, so I picked that. I ran right to it.
And it's laminated, but still also feels like it might be kind of dirty or wet or something.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like Lewis like had it in the, like accidentally put it in the washer and pulled it out. You know, it was only in there for a couple of seconds. He's like, fuck, I gotta laminate that. I gotta bring it.
Is there a shithead on the back?
There's not a shithead on the back.
No, because I don't think writing would stay on this laminated
material. I can go ask him.
Oh, that would be cool.
Is that self-laminated or is that like a Kinko's?
Lewis, would you care to answer this?
Self-laminated. I like a self-laminated.
He has his own machine and everything.
That's You're not going to need a shithead because we're going to win, dog.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I'm not going to put this in the prize bag. This is my new toy. All right, you guys.
My new toy.
I got a few games set up for us to play here, starting with a semi-new one that you might not be familiar with because you guys have been on the show, but not too recently. It's called Argo Fack Yourself. And
okay.
I'm going to read some frequently asked questions about a movie on its IMDb page. Mm-hmm. And the first person to guess what movie it is correctly wins. You can guess as often as you'd like. Just the people up on stage, of course.
True.
Do we raise our hand, or do you call on us, or is there a...
No, you can just guess as often
shout
as you
out.
Like.
Yeah,
we don't have to shout it. We have microphones.
Use the microphone.
It's an intimate space.
Kind of casually into the microphone.
Sure.
Love Actually.
You don't have to be like, big! Front row
it.
Jump. I
you
saw
got,
it.
You got
no,
her.
I saw it. I got eyes on
bad.
Everything, Sean.
That was hilarious.
I got eyes on everything, especially the inside of my eyelids. Yeah. I see a lot of them.
Those girls are crying now.
If I don't make somebody cry, that's why I even bother to show up. All right, here
live.
We go. Guess as often as you like.
Love Actually.
Do anybody want to do a pre-guess?
Love Actually.
Nope.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, nope. A question that's come up about this movie on the frequently asked questions is it based on a book? And to give you an extra clue, I'll say no. It is not based on a book. But somehow, for some reason, people are wondering if it's based
Machina.
On a book. No.
Michael Clayton.
No. So you guys are guessing movies you think might be based on a book but are not.
Correct.
Clever. It's a clever approach. Right.
It's for Kayla.
This next one might help you guys some more. What happened to Penny to cause a botched abortion?
Juno.
Dirty Dancing.
That is correct.
Yay!
I mean, every woman knows a movie with a botched abortion in it. It's Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, right? It really does narrow it down.
I mean, the second
quite
you
a
said,
bit.
The second you said the words Penny and botched abortion, I was back to being a little child watching that movie, having botched abortion fantasies of my own.
One of these days, I'll accidentally be a mom. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be a blast.
She didn't feel like a lady that day.
Did she have a kid?
She felt like the most lady.
Yeah.
Did she have a kid in that movie?
Reproductive
I haven't seen that
rights
for quite
were denied.
Time.
What?
She ended up having a kid?
No. She had a botched abortion.
Are you? What is in your
I know,
ears
but like,
tonight?
Well, what's the botched abortion means? It didn't take, right?
It was like a double negative.
If it took, then
it
it's an
didn't
abortion.
Take.
Right. He's got a good point here.
Yeah.
I mean, how's
no,
it a
that would
abortion?
Be one way to botch an abortion. But it's one that causes less death and pain to the baby and the mother.
So that's what that means? It was just like a gnarlier abortion?
Well, there...
It takes place before abortions were even legal
yeah,
anywhere.
It's one of
before
the...
Before Roe v.
Yeah,
Wade.
Yeah, one of those...
Okay.
You know, amateur abortions.
I haven't seen Dirty Dancing in 25 years. And
no,
I
that's okay.
Yeah.
No, you're not on trial here.
Yeah.
Just
feels
just
like.
Don't ask stupid questions.
I was dead serious when I thought she had the kid. I thought it meant like
she did.
Right, yeah. They fucked up the abortion.
Most...
The doctor comes out of the waiting room. I'm sorry, we fucked up the abortion. The baby is still in there and everything's fine.
Just the doctor being
Do you
so
want us to go at it again?
It's all
fucked up. I can take another whack at it if you'd like me to.
Its head is dented, but you can still have it.
No, that was hilarious. You guys are wrong. That was hilarious. Oh, boy.
And they put...
All right, okay, let's stop.
And they put the baby in the corner?
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
That's our show.
I'm laughing so hard my eyelashes are touching my glass lenses. My eyes are like popping.
Yeah, listeners, Sean's got his glasses look on tonight.
Got my shades on.
Yeah. Well, they're clear, but yes.
You get a point? You get a point for that. Is it a point
system? Yes, I think so.
No, yeah. She just gets to go first in the next game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my word.
Oh, stars. Heavens to Betsy.
I truly didn't mean to say that.
That's just what happens to a lady with eyelashes.
It's morphin' time. I'm a lady.
All right, this game is called Last Man Stanton, and we are playing, we're going to play it tournament style. So the first person at 2 points wins, and will be the winner of all this stuff tonight. All the stuff in the prize bag is going to go to Kayla or Louis. Did I say that right? Or
do you say no?
No, he said it was right.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta get your ears checked. And Michelle. Yeah. I remembered all the names without being able to see the name tags. Like the idea of the name tags is so that I'll remember people's names. That's how it started.
The weed is making you smarter.
I really think it is. I gotta make an album called Performance Enhancing Doug.
Yeah.
All right. So, shut up. That applause goes on for too long. You ever find yourself saying that, Sean?
I don't even like applesauce. I don't know what you mean by that. I should get my ears cleaned out.
Yes. Okay, so somebody in the audience tweeted at me today, a few of you did, and I picked one, and that person's going to give us the name of an actor or actress, and I play along in this one, Jordan.
Okay.
Just for fun. We got to take turns. Megan gets to go first, so we'll go Megan, Jordan, Sean, and then me, and you got to name movies that the person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But each round, you get to use a lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. You get to use them once. I recommend you go to them early. And it's just my little pro tip. And whoever is out first in this first round gets to pick from any actor or actress to play in the next round. And it moves forward like that until someone has 2 points. Someone who's not me.
That was detailed.
Any questions?
No. That was really good.
I do have a question. Is there a time limit when it becomes our turn? Like, is there a clock?
Yeah, it's like Doug Benson will be like looking at you impatiently and saying things like you got to answer.
Okay.
Come on, man. Just
your
fucking
show.
Say something.
Yeah, your show.
Just do it. But yeah, it could be argued that I'm quite lenient sometimes because as long as the audience is laughing, I don't care.
It's entertaining.
Right?
Yeah. It's never going to stop getting me. It's funny every time.
But also, how many people does that sound like that are booing? It just sounds like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
One is all you need.
That is a good point.
There's just like 2 assholes in the back. Boo!
And also, maybe since you invented Bow Chicka Bow Bow, you know about this.
God, I forgot about that. I already forgot about that.
That's the problem, everybody.
We were having so much fun that I forgot about that. That's awesome.
All right, never mind. I won't say
no,
that.
No, I ruined it. That's just fucking awesome, but I wrecked it. Go ahead.
It is awesome.
You're very kind.
But how come ghosts go boo and hecklers go boo? Like, why is it the same word? Because they both haunt you. No, but the ghost isn't saying that he thinks your act sucks. And
actually, ghosts are hecklers.
And the heckler isn't trying to scare you. It's just interesting. There's two different uses for boo. And like, adding O's doesn't necessarily mean one or the other. A bunch of O's could be boo or boo.
Well, and your girlfriend or boyfriend can be your boo, and you don't want to scare him or hate him, you know? Yeah. Just want to love him and
you're my
think
boo.
They're funny.
Yeah. People don't say that. Right.
That's what ghosts say to each other. We just wrote a Laffy Taffy joke.
Yeah, it's definitely already in there.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
It's pretty tight.
Well, we're on the right track.
Yeah. No, this is a great joke writing workshop we got going here. And where is Jay Schwinn? S-H-W-I-N. Is Jay Schwinn here?
Jay Huffy?
They're pointing in the dark.
Is he a mute person? Hey, be weird to volunteer to yell out a suggestion if you don't speak. Hang on a moment. Have you heard how this goes on the show? I'm going to try to take a little time, get to know you, find your flaws, exploit them. No, where are you from?
Local.
Local?
That's by Torrance, local California.
Oh, I love hanging out at the local mall. Local airport's always really crowded, though. What's your name?
Jay.
Jay, okay, so Jay Schwinn on Schwim or Schwinn? Schwinn. On... on Twitter. No relation to the bicycles. Okay. And, all right, so what's your suggestion for Last Man Stanton?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. Yeah. That is an interesting one. I don't have any predictions about how long we're going to be able to go on Jeff Daniels, but...
You get those gears turning, Lewis.
Movies only.
That's correct. Yeah. No, dinner parties don't count.
I go first?
Yes, that's right.
The squid and the whale.
True, yeah, true story.
Yeah. I was expecting like crickets and applause.
Yeah. Normally there is that. Everybody hates that movie, I guess. I thought it was fun. I thought it was really good.
I like these crickets in this thing. They're much more pleasant. Like, I could sleep to that. These ones are like...
Well, these are city crickets.
All about fucking. They're all about that bass. Jordan?
I'm going to go Dumb and Dumber 2.
Tight.
All right, now, see, that's a lot of fun when you do something like that.
Yeah.
But we want the exact title.
Oh!
So you could change it to something else?
Dumb and Dumber, I'm going to say. I'm going to go back
you changed
to the original.
It to, okay. Dumb and Dumber.
Because there's probably a byline that I'm forgetting with the scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff after the colon.
I didn't think there was. But
oh, no, I mean in a lot of titles. But I just know that movie was not called Dumb and Dumber 2.
Okay. I'm not going to say it. So, is it me?
I could. Now I think I might be wrong. Go ahead.
I think that's it, but I'm going to say Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia, very good.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with The Martian.
Oh, yeah. I was confusing that with Newsroom.
Huh?
I was confusing Newsroom with The Martian.
Right? They're pretty similar.
Very similar.
Both hilarious.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't going to say anything worth saying.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, Megan.
Can I say the Dumb and Dumber 2 one? Or did he already blow it?
That's what you think that it's called Dumb and Dumber 2?
No, I think it's called Dumb and Dumberer.
Oh, it definitely is.
No, it's
yes,
so
say
fucking,
that. Yes,
no,
say
it's
that.
So confusing.
It's not called Dumb and Dumber?
Pick something else.
Oh.
Settle down, audience. I get to decide. I'm the judge.
I need to use... Well, you know what?
You could go to your lifeline.
You know what really sucks? big time, is I got to use my lifeline because I have this movie on the edge of my brain, but I can't think of the title.
One of the
Chuck
titles is Dumb and Dumber 2, When Harry Met Lloyd.
Oh. Did someone get it wrong a third time?
Yeah. No,
is that right?
It's getting mangled as fuck now.
Does he have to
leave? There's the prequel. There's the prequel that doesn't have Jeff Daniels in it.
No, it's Dumb and Dumber.
True.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
No. I said Dumb and Dumber 2, When Harry Met Lloyd.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I think that's... No, the prequel is Dumb and Dumberer.
When Harry Met
Lloyd. When Harry Met Lloyd. Right. Right?
Yeah.
So...
I'll say Speed.
Ah, that's amazing.
Oh my God, yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
So you're going with Speed, Megan?
Wait, I just saw Speed and I don't remember him in it.
Oh, really? All of it or just the second half?
Of Speed?
Speed.
With the bus and Keanu.
Yes.
I go with Speed. I only remember Sandra and Keanu.
Well, it's, you know, it's the story of a cop who loses his partner and then has to continue dealing with the bad guy who killed his partner. It's the inciting incident, basically.
Dennis Hopper.
And it's played by Jeff Daniels.
Is the bad guy?
And you just watched it. Yes, Jeff Daniels has a deformed hand and says, pop quiz hotshot.
He's the bad guy? He's the what?
Partner.
Oh, he's the partner. Yeah, oh, okay. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Let's put it this way. He's not in Speed 2 when the squid met the whale.
Well, I accept, and I'm still in this.
All right, Speedy. Good job. Yeah, you're still in it.
So the Dumb and Dumber sequel is still in play.
It's still in play.
It is. Okay. I might have talked you off of the correct answer, but I'm not absolutely sure. And so that's why we got to be careful here.
I keep picturing Jeff Daniels being very serious in an office going, damn it!
Oh, yeah, that sounds like him.
I'm going to go to my lifeline, Kayla.
Okay, Kayla, what do you got for
Kayla.
Jeff Daniels?
Like, hopefully you've been Googling.
No, that's not how it works.
But it's T-O and not the number two.
There you go.
That's
it's
what I'm
Dumb
going
and Dumber,
with.
T-O.
Dumb and Dumber,
wait
two.
A minute. How did we get from the way that they were saying two that they weren't saying that?
We weren't, but I was scared that he was not saying the right thing because the three Dumb and Dumber movie titles are fucking confusing. And so I was trying to talk him out of making a crucial mistake.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I thought there might have been a colon something more in Dumb and Dumber 2, but there is not. And it's just spelled T-O. But I couldn't, once I started to figure that out, I couldn't say it out loud because then that's giving one of you the answer.
Tight. All right. I get it.
Do you have another one or do you need to go to your lifeline?
Louis, what do you got, dog?
Louis.
Fly Away Home.
Fly Away Home.
Fly Away Home, of course.
Thank you.
The Bird movie with Anna Paquin.
Now think of another one, but don't say it and just kind of project it to me. Just put it in my brain.
I got a good one.
What is it, Doug?
Steve Jobs.
Damn it.
He was in an office getting mad.
Shit.
All right, man.
Not the Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs.
No, that was just called Jobs.
That was okay.
Yeah, because Kutcher never got another one.
It was about like plumbing.
Rimshot, please, rimshot.
Oh, sorry. You know, that was Doug's solution when there were cricket problems at the venue. More crickets. Mm-hmm. Really fixed the problem. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You don't have another Jeff Daniels?
I don't.
Ooh, I thought of another one.
Cool.
That's not going to help you, though.
No. And I just adore him.
He's great.
I just love his...
But he's done a lot of work in TV over the years, so the feature films aren't that frequent.
He's got great eyes. Driving Miss Daisy. Just kidding. But I don't... I'm out. I'm so sorry. I couldn't even remember...
I wouldn't apologize to Mitchell. I'd apologize for saying Driving Miss Daisy, just kidding. Like that was some sort of punchline.
Okay, fair. I'm sorry.
All right, so you're out, but guess what?
What?
That means you get to pick in the next round what the actor or actress we play. You could choose yourself.
if you wanted to play very viciously?
That would be, honestly, such a trolling of myself because nobody on this panel would know anything I was in, and then I'd have to face like my irrelevance.
I got some answers.
I've never been in a movie, so you know.
Yeah, so he always says his name, and then he just wins automatically.
Then we all just nobody, you know.
All right,
I Am Battle Comic coming out on VOD June 2nd. IamBattleComic.com.
All right, so okay? Megan, think about who you'd like to pick. Okay. A lot of times the people do not understand that they really can pick anybody, so
Okay. Definitely
pick somebody you know more about than we do.
Hold,
would
please.
Be what you want to do.
Hold, oh, okay.
Okay, but in the meantime, Jordan, do you have another Jeff Daniels?
I picture him, this is not my answer, but I picture him in
a boat on a river.
in like with Steel Magnolias.
Trees. You picture him in Steel Magnolias.
But I don't think he was.
Nope. I know what he was in, and they're like kind of similar.
And then I'm thinking of him in Radio, where Cuba Gooding Jr. played a challenge guy.
And he's his partner?
He's his partner with a weird clubbed hand.
There's nothing weird about a clubbed hand.
I didn't say there was anything weird. I'm just saying that was a plot device.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
God okay. damn it.
All right, so you're out.
No. was he in, like, the farmer in the spaceship?
That's definitely not what it was called, but he might have been in...
The astronaut. No. The... Can I go to Kayla again?
No. Only once per round.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Network
so
is, like, just
done.
Clouding my vision. That show where he was... really angry a lot.
Right. Newsroom.
Oh.
Answer, because I'm mad
news.
As hell.
He was in Broadcast News.
No.
Oh.
Sean?
I don't have one, but I think I get the point, right? Because I had the last right answer.
You lasted the longest, and then, but I'm just going to rub it in a little bit.
Hold on. Was it the astronaut's wife, or did somebody say that earlier?
No.
I was trying for that one.
Yeah. I think what you were thinking of that's similar to Steel Magnolias is Terms of Endearment.
Yes! Oh.
Yeah. But then another one I thought of that's like just a terrific movie that introduced him and Melanie Griffith pretty
world
much to the world.
Morning.
No. Something Wild. Yeah. With also Ray, it was the first time we really got a good look at Ray Liotta, and it's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a scary ass laugh.
Like a young Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was ever young.
He's a nut bar chasing after Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels. It's kind of a road movie.
You want to do something kind of funny?
By all means.
Okay.
If it's kind of funny, jam it right in.
Ray Liotta's daughter goes to high school with my daughters, and they were both in this play. So Ray Liotta showed up and helped the high school actors with their show.
Oh, what do you do? Like, help them learn their lines by giving them lots of coke?
Yeah, he gave them tips and everything. And the one show that we didn't go see, my daughter slipped backstage and hit herself on the head. And they called. It was during the intermission. And they called and said, well, you got to come up here and get your daughter. And I was a little puff, right? And I told my wife, don't worry, Ray Liotta's there. As if he would just take care of everything. Like, it wasn't that funny. I said it was kind of funny.
That's pretty dope. If you like actually cool. like, no, Ray Liotta's there, I'm good. Like thinking that to yourself.
Yes, thank you.
That's the fun part where you're like, I bet Ray Liotta's gonna handle
like
this.
He seems like a take charge guy.
I've seen Goodfellas. Right. Guy knew what he was doing. Fucking handling things, sure.
He's on that Criminal Minds with
J-Lo. How did it end up? Did he handle anything?
He didn't do anything. And then what's worse is we ended up going... And I'm high, and I'm wearing, like, shorts and flip-flops because we just get in the car and go.
You sound high.
And I sit right in front of Ray Liotta, who's nice. Kind of looking at me like, that's how you dress for the theater? So I was really self-conscious the whole time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
Not a good story, sorry.
No, I like it. I'm just trying to think of actors.
Yeah, she's really focused
truly
over there.
Like...
She's got her game face going. So that means Sean won that first round. Congratulations.
A W is a W, you know? Hollow victory.
Well played, sir.
Okay, so Megan gets to pick the next name, and then we'll switch the order around. So it goes to me, and then Sean, and then Jordan. And you get to, you know, your lifeline is back in again on this one. So, Megan?
It's so hard. I just feel so stupid all of a sudden.
No.
It's okay. I never feel this way, so it's fine. It's like a little vacation. It's like a vacation. Well, I could just say the guy I always say, but everybody's going to know his movies, but like I do think I'm the biggest fan, but I'm not going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger because everybody knows his movies.
There's some deep cuts we might not know.
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
And then I was going to say Diane Keaton. Oh.
Can I tell you something I like about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Everything?
Just rifling through them, there's only a couple of fucking sequels with long, stupid titles. There's a few of them, but he's mostly just... He's got his own titles every
action
time.
Stars get the yeah. point across. Like,
all right, let's do Arnold.
Tight.
I didn't say that to talk you into it, because you will lose. No, you might be able to beat these two guys on Schwarzenegger.
I might not. I probably can't. He's a major movie star.
He's big.
Yeah. Have you heard of him? He?
All right, start us off. Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Go.
Conan the Barbarian.
Did you say Conan the Barbarian?
Conan.
I know, it just sounded like Conan. It was funny.
Conan the Barbarian.
All right, I'm going to go with Twins.
Nobody liked that one, huh?
I've never been able to figure out why people applaud for some answers
wondered.
And not for others. Because sometimes they like the movie, mm-hmm. and sometimes they like, you know, that a contestant thought of something.
Yeah.
You know, no one's impressed that I thought of Twins. No one likes to think about Twins, I don't think. Doesn't really hold up.
I am going to say Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, people like that one.
Terminator.
All right.
You guys don't like Terminator?
Wow, I know. I didn't want to waste a lifeline. Right now.
What's the full title, though?
I believe that one was just Terminator.
There's more to it? Oh, don't say anything. I don't know.
You're trying to psych me out now. It's working.
They're all shaking their heads like there is more
to
it.
No, there is more?
I think it's...
Judgment Day? Terminator?
No.
No, now you're just giving somebody else a point.
What? Terminator?
Do you really want to stick with no the in front?
Oh. The Terminator.
Hey.
Thank you, audience.
I'm a dipshit. I had no idea that's what they were talking about. I'm like, what the fuck is after Terminator?
I thought there was like a colon and some weird thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I worked with Arnold on a promo. I directed him on a promo for... This won't be as long as Ray Liotta.
Was it Narc Ray Liotta or like Heartbreakers Ray Liotta?
Narc.
What kind of Ray Liotta? Like a
Narc
gnarly
there,
fuck
yeah.
you Ray Liotta? That's what we're
that
dealing
was
with?
That was in my head.
Okay.
But it was he did a movie with Johnny Knoxville that I don't even remember the name of.
I just
Why
saw
are you what
doing?
Is happening?
Oh, I'll
do
shut
not
up.
Have do what? We're playing the game.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up. But I
don't say names of movies for the rest of the show.
The only thing I'll say is I explained to him what a retweet was as him to him. I said, so when you do this, maybe you could say like, oh, thank you for these retweets. And I slipped into a bad Arnold impression. And he goes, what is a retweet? You just hit a button. I go, you just hit a button. He goes, oh, so there is no skill involved in a retweet. Therefore, it's funny. I will say that. And he said the joke. The bit.
Wow. He is...
He was with it.
Yeah, and also doesn't seem to care when you mock his voice to his face.
I don't think he was aware.
Right.
To him, it
everybody sounds like him to him.
It doesn't sound like an accent when you use his accent. He finally hears clearly for the first time.
Boom. Up here.
You are so eloquent. I like talking to you.
Finally, she makes sense.
All right, Megan.
Is he up?
Back to you.
T2 Judgment Day?
Yeah, okay.
Did I say that like a bitch? T2 Judgment Day?
No. I just was worried you were going to say T2 Train Spotting. Because that's a weird one. Okay, my turn. Junior. The sort of sequel to Twins.
Is he pregnant in Junior?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't want to have this baby. I changed my mind. I want this baby.
Hopefully nobody watches the
abortion. I just did two acts of the movie for you.
Last Action Hero. The last action here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I almost blew it.
Expendables 2.
I like it.
Cameo. And still governor at the time. I don't know. I just made that up.
I think he might have, or close. He might have been close, yeah. Bruce Willis was still an actor at the time. Megan.
Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, I like it.
Ooh. I didn't know there were multiple Conans.
There's
You're learning so much shit right tonight. Now.
There's two worth seeing.
Basically in school.
It's really a learning experience for you. I'm going to go with Pumping Iron.
I was almost going to do that one.
Right? Mm-hmm. He smokes a little weed in that.
He's never great. That. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go to his father's funeral. He does not go to his father's funeral because he has a competition. That's focus.
Yeah, you don't turn into a cold-blooded dickhead by going to your father's funeral, you know? Commando?
Yes!
Fuck.
Commando.
I had that on my list.
Very good.
Woohoo!
Total Recall.
Shit. Simply the best movie ever. Ever.
You are a fan.
What? Oh my God, yes, I am.
You're ready for a surprise. The bomb blows up.
2 weeks, 2 weeks. Guys, watch Total Recall again if you haven't. It's so of the moment, too. It's like VR plus Mars, blow your mind. You gotta watch it. Yeah.
It was great, and the remake was such a bummer.
Oh yeah, don't remake
it. It was
that
such a bummer.
Because the first one's perfect.
It was.
The Running Man.
Yeah. Fucking. Criminy.
She's good. She's on a roll.
Movies that I forgot about.
I just love him.
Shit.
I like The Running Man, man. You know what else I like, man? Demolition Man, man.
Oh.
I didn't know he was in that.
Demolition Man?
Demolition Man?
Yeah, he's not in that.
Hello. Oh, shit. I was so excited about...
He says his name's in it. That doesn't count,
that doesn't
though, right?
That doesn't count. I'm not going to take it for that, but thank you for your help.
Don't break the 40 because of it.
I was just excited about saying man a lot. There's probably another man movie I wasn't... Anyway. Sean, go.
Terminator Salvation? Did I say it right? I can't tell from the tempered... Yeah,
isn't it
right?
The Salvation?
I don't think so. Terminator. Oh.
Jordan?
Oof. There was no sequel to Twins.
Junior, dude, don't forget about your lifeline.
Weird Adults was the sequel.
Right.
No, there were adults in the movie. That wasn't funny.
If his image appeared in a movie... Oh! Wait, Tom Arnold and...
Don't ask the audience questions.
Oh,
they're nice. They're gonna
Kayla,
answer you.
I'm gonna go to Kayla.
Red
Sonja. Oh, that's basically the third Conan.
Red Sonja. Yeah.
Good job, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla.
I was Red Sonja for Halloween once because I thought it would be too weird to be Conan.
It's called Red Sonja.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it in my life.
Oh, Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh yeah.
As Conan.
Okay.
And they have a thing. It's garbage, but it's great. He's in it. Who said that? You said it? Oh no, Kayla said it.
Kayla, my lifeline.
Yep. We're back to which way are we going?
Megan. Guys, you gotta see it. It's old, it's good, but it has new technology for the time. Predator.
Nobody said Predator yet?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That fucking... I was at an art show, and they had a three-piece painting. One of them was Arnold's hand. The other one was the handshake. And then the other one was the other dude's hand. And there were three separate pieces. And it was fucking... If I had money, I would have bought it.
Hey. How much was it going for?
Not a lot. Like 80 bucks or something.
Oh.
Any normal adult could have bought it. I couldn't. I couldn't afford it.
I wish I would have been there to spot you.
What was the other guy's name? Why am I spacing?
I don't care. What's your Michael next Winter? Answer in the Arnold Winter? Schwarzenegger movies?
Terminator Genesis with a Y? For some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be tighter if you spell it with a Y. It was always gonna suck. And I like stuff.
Jordan, has anything else come to mind while you were waiting?
Just him in an office screaming.
I hate my desk job.
Let's see. You think if he did, like if he was an insurance salesman, his office would just be a flying helicopter? Like that would you'd have that to meet work. Him in like in the yeah. Apache. Something like it.
Right, let's stay on point here. We might have to play another round of this.
Laser focus.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger, greatest action hero ever in cinema.
Absolutely. There's no end.
I was just I was wondering, I was like, is Megan looking at me when I go?
Unbeatable.
Politician.
Great Unitary. Governor.
Nanny fucker. We fucked a nanny, right?
Yeah, it's too bad there isn't a movie now.
I'm gonna have to tap out.
All right,
out.
Jordan's out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kayla.
Megan.
The Last Stand.
Yeah, that's the one with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. He was telepathy her.
No. Yeah. Is that because you're still my lifeline? You don't have another one on deck?
You don't need to discuss this with him.
Well, Doug's out, and now we got Sean.
Jordan's out, I'm out, Sean is thinking.
I needed that. I'm getting a back rub right now. And I'm not getting a back rub anymore. Now I'm getting one again. Lewis, what do you got?
Hercules in New York.
Whoa.
Okay, Hercules in New York.
No. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I got it.
He totally set you up.
I know.
Got you to pick his name tag.
Very confident
in just
too.
Fucked with you during the games. He's probably here with one of these other name tags. Megan.
Well, before I use my lifeline, we didn't say The Expendables.
God, that's damn, correct. We didn't. We said Expendables 2 and Expendables.
He was in the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Fuck, man.
It was, you know, now that you mention it, I never saw the first one, and there were so many puzzle pieces I couldn't put together watching Expendables 2. It's like, I really should have watched the first
one. I didn't see either.
You're just a fan.
I just like the billboards. I'm like, I got to check that out later.
Sean?
You guys can keep talking about Expendables for
no,
a second.
No.
No. Expendables 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's no tie it. Yeah, Expendables yeah. 3. I knew yeah. that. Fucking.
Yes.
It's called Play
yes.
the Game.
No, take the win. Don't try to talk Alex Trebek out of giving you the points.
So I need my lifeline.
Right. Oh, shit. Here's Mitchell.
I can't remember if it's End of Days or the Seventh Day. Is it one of those?
Oh, it's End of Days.
Yeah. Fuck. There it you is. Go. That's yeah. an interesting approach. Don't think I allow that, but...
Oh. I don't think so either.
I don't
either.
Think the lifeline could just name a few movies and you just get to pick one.
Oh.
I didn't read the rules.
Yeah, nobody reads the rules. It's called paying attention.
Fuck. It was like a nanny one. Was he Mr. Nanny? Is that a movie?
Oh,
Mr. Nanny?
Shit. Oh. Yeah, sure. Why are you asking questions?
I'm not. I'm just it's saying not... it in an inquisitive... Not, sorry. Mr. Nanny?
No.
I didn't think so, but you know.
Got another one, Megan, just to rub it in?
Shit.
I would love to rub it in.
The Villain. Around the World in 80 Days.
Wait, The Villain's a movie?
Yep. With Kirk Douglas and Anne
oh.
Margaret.
Oh, no.
Directed
I didn't
by
know.
Hal Needham.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah, but no.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I don't know.
Yes, but no.
We miss any, like, crazy
True Lies.
Yeah.
True Lies. That's the one I was thinking with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jingle All the Jingle Way. Eraser.
Escape Plan.
You guys,
I will freeze you.
Mr. Freeze.
Kudos to you guys for being so quiet, because I would have been fucking screaming at me.
Whoa. Now we're giving out fucking kudos for behaving the way that you should behave at a game show presentation.
Isn't Arnold fun, though? Hasn't he entertained us our entire lives?
Yeah.
And our children's lives?
Yeah.
A little less so these days.
What's he got in the can? Anything?
You should check him out on Twitter blanks. With Trump.
Well, that's true.
He's really? Still entertaining.
All right. Well,
okay. I believe it.
Yeah. I just become like a Jewish mother about Arnold. Like, guys.
So Megan's on the board with a point. Congratulations.
Yeah, Megan.
And Jordan, do you want to pick somebody for us to play in the next round?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you got?
I'm going to go. Do you go obscure? Not too obscure, because that's not fun, right?
No, what I want is the best strategically for yourself. Somebody that you think you know more movies of that person than the rest of this panel.
Val Kilmer.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And you start us off, then we go to Megan, then me, and then Sean.
I'll start with Tombstone.
That's so good.
Doc Holliday. They could have called it Doc Holliday. He stole the movie.
They should have.
Billy Bob Thornton as a disgruntled, overweight poker dealer.
You going to do something or just stand there and bleed?
Got a guy in the front row that does not like Val Kilmer.
I'm going to save my little back pocket one and do the obvious Top Gun.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice, man. Yeah, he does that weird teeth thing at Tom Cruise.
It hurts time to do it now. Yeah. He wasn't 35 when
like,
he did
Tom
it.
Tom Cruise, should have, Maverick should have been like, are you threatening to bite me?
Yeah, really. That's not how we fight.
What is that?
We're not bears.
Okay, Val Kilmer. Probably one of my favorite Val Kilmers. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah. With Iron Man.
Yeah, it's with Iron Man. I don't want to use that back pocket one either. Wonderland. It's about Johnny, the porn star guy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Johnny,
porn star. That's fine. not information we need.
I'll go.
Jordo.
Top Secret.
Yes.
Shit.
Strategy, baby.
Real genius.
I'm going to go with MacGruber.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
His last name was Van Kunth or just Kunth?
Kunth.
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 Oh, Val Kilmer and MacGruber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kunth?
Kunth.
Sounds a lot like a dirty word.
That's why it's fun.
Batman Forever.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out which one Kiss from a Rose was in. That's why I said the dirty word thing.
The Doors.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Fully immersed into the character.
It's on the cusp of my brain, but I don't have it. I need my lifeline. What is it?
The Saint.
The Saint. That's correct.
You know,
good
funny.
Job, Lifeline.
It wasn't the one I was thinking of, but I was thinking of two soundtracks, and that was a soundtrack that I couldn't remember. I could remember the soundtrack, but not the movie. Pretty interesting story.
Yeah. Oh, this dude's back. is my turn? Okay, I'm going to go Willow.
Yay!
Yeah.
I knew a dude that was in Willow. This kid who used to rollerblade. He was at a... Anyway.
Did he rollerblade in the movie? Did
no, they didn't have rollerblades in that universe. Oh. But he rollerbladed in Mankato, Minnesota at the skate park. Lewis, what do you got?
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, nice one.
Wow, that's a good one.
You should... God, you're good at this, buddy.
An indie film called Palo Alto.
Okay.
Starring his son, Jack, and he played the teacher. Directed, I believe...
We completely believe you.
Yeah, okay. James Franco.
James Franco directed
James Franco. No, I don't think he directed it. He starred.
Produces it and co-stars. Or
correct.
Or wrote
correct.
It. where he wrote a poem somebody reads in it.
God damn it, something James Franco did.
Yeah, he just makes out with a little girl in it, I think. Right?
That's
she's just short. She's like
Emma
36.
Roberts. All right. Megan.
I can't remember the name of this damn movie.
Oh, shit.
I'm out. I'm out. I love the soundtrack. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Heat!
Oh, my God. I was just, you were almost eliminated. That
was
an exciting one.
I was like, Pacino's in it, and it's got that really great music, and it's Heat.
Well, fucking, that
was extremely
awesome.
Well done, yes. All right, so it's back to me again.
That's good podcasting, right? She says she's out.
Oh, yeah,
and she
no,
gets
that
back
was,
in.
Couldn't be better.
I'm a wild ride.
Yeah.
Paid for the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. Know what I mean?
I love
he
you.
He has a part.
I love you.
He has a part in a motion picture called True Romance.
Oh, yeah, he's Elvis, isn't he?
Sure is Elvis.
Well, I'm going to act like that's what I was going to say, and so I'm out.
Aww.
Nobody gives a fuck, do they? Fine.
Jordan's out, right?
I'm not out.
No, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Only one Jordan out so
I
far.
I picked Val.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Now I have a really obscure one.
Okay, great.
Me.
Tell Palo us as Alto much about too. It as you can.
It's out now. It's how new it is.
Okay.
It's called
then
Cinema Twain.
Heard, what?
Cinema Twain. You can Google it.
Like with an NG, right. Twang?
No, Twain. He plays Mark Twain.
Twain.
And yeah. They filmed it. They made a movie.
Sounds
of
legit,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a movie of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I've heard that he plays Mark Twain. So.
It's incredible.
I buy it.
Where's Mark?
Okay.
Where's it playing here?
It's playing at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. They're showing it. He's doing a Q&A.
I thought
it
was a comedy theater.
That's how I had Val on the brain.
Oh, okay.
It's a must-see.
All right. Megan.
Megan out.
Oh.
It feels like a death.
Megan is.
I think I am out, too.
At First Sight!
Yeah. Already on the edge.
Oh. I'm going to go to Kayla.
You didn't use your lifeline yet?
No, I saved it strategically.
Very smart. Yeah,
I like to think they borrowed.
When you go to the lifeline late, then they're just as fucked as anybody else. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't have
We did the Island of Dr. Moreau. That was done.
We did a lot of them.
We did a lot
yeah.
of them.
You're still going to get the
we
point.
We only have time to
oh,
recap.
Oh, I still get the point?
Well, you're going to be the winner.
Oh, well, then fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. All right, congratulations.
Thank you. No applause for winning.
All right, fuck it.
So who was out first that time? Was it you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean was out first. So you get to pick for the final round. And we got to go. It's got to be a speed round because we are out of time if the clock on the wall is correct.
I'm trying to think. Jason Lee.
Whoa.
Ooh.
All right, so it starts with you and then it goes to... Which way were we going before?
We were going that way before, so it'll go
this
to you.
Way, me. Okay, go.
Heartbreakers.
Yeah, the aforementioned Heartbreakers. I'll just take it out right now, Almost Famous.
Oh.
My lifeline just shook his head at me.
I'm picturing Graham and Lee.
What are you doing?
Me?
Both of you. Don't have a conversation. Just
what?
Answer.
Oh,
just say
wow.
it.
Okay. Can I use my lifeline? Do you have
Yeah.
Something?
He doesn't have anything.
Okay, I'm out.
Oh, no. Oh. Can't you yell heat or something last minute?
Is he in heat?
No. Oh.
Wow.
He's driving Miss Daisy.
Sorry, you were saying that you were confusing it with Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in considerably less films.
Brandon Lee didn't used to be a professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Kayla
right.
for a life.
All right, Kayla.
What?
Dogma, she
dogma,
says.
Yeah, dogma.
Dogma. Yeah, I mean, you could throw a dead cat at any Kevin Smith movie and you're probably going to, it's probably going to be a right answer.
Mallrats.
That's a great example. Mallrats, Chasing Amy.
He was in it.
Oof. Was he in that record store movie? That was John Cusack.
Guys, really, I'm out. You really like to let everyone know your process.
You're up?
I'm out.
Stealing Harvard.
Wow, we got a real Jason Lee fan over here.
He's the only actor who used to be a professional skateboarder, so yeah. I'm kind of limited.
He knows his shit, yeah. The Incredibles.
I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
Mumford.
Oh, right.
It's good. You should watch it.
That's a really good one. I might tap. Because I don't want to sit here and think for too long.
Willow. I think he was in Willow.
I knew he used to rollerblade at the skate park that I went to. Professional skateboarder.
There was a point where they were talking about doing Fletch with him, and I would have loved that.
I know.
I think he would have been a good
Kevin
Fletch.
Kevin Smith was going to direct it, though, and that wouldn't have been that tight, I don't think. I think it would have been weird for Fletch.
Okay. There's no reason to say that, but go ahead.
Well, not Kevin Smith. I'm just saying that movie would have been odd with, don't you think?
I didn't really want to discuss it. I just was saying.
Has he been on the show?
I like Jason Lee.
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
He's pretty
good. Yeah. Yep. There's been a few people on the show tonight that have been disparaged.
I didn't disparage him. That's not what I was doing at all. That's not even close to what I was doing.
I get what you're doing.
What I was
doing. All right, so you win, Sean. Congratulations.
Yay!
And what Jason Lee's did we miss? Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Really
he started to say it in a really cartoony voice, and then he pulled back. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. He
Alvin
must have
Chipmunks
a part
too.
In
Chips Ahoy.
What's the one? Underdog. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know he had such a good career.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, and not to mention like 5 or 6 seasons of My Name Is Earl.
Yeah, I knew about that, but it's not a movie. I couldn't say it.
Right, I know. We all wanted to.
My Name Is Earl, the movie.
All right, so it turns out we don't need a shithead from Luis because you won. You want to come up and get your prizes?
Sorry, Kayla.
There you go, dude.
Sorry.
You go. You're probably going to feel great walking around with that. Who's that guy with the Easter basket and the big bottle of Belvedere?
Fits in with everybody else.
There you go, man. Congratulations. Thank you for playing.
Wow.
He clearly treasures that name tag. He really wants that back.
I will.
Let's do some plugs. Sean Jordan, what do you got to plug?
Sean Jordan, yes.
Sean Jordan, yes.
My roommate started a podcast, but I'm basically a co-host. It's called All Fantasy Everything. It's really fun. It's with Ian Carmel and myself and David Borey most of the time. So listen to that and go to the Bridgetown Comedy Festival if you're in Portland in May, the first week of May.
I like it. I like it.
Bridgetown, yes. Jordan Brady, I am Battle Comic.
Yeah, if you're in Detroit, April 5th, but May, you're not going to be, right? May 2nd at the Landmark and come out and help raise some money. That's it. Woo. IamBattleComic.com.
I'm just like in between projects right now, but I've been posting on Instagram pictures of like spaghetti I make and photos of me as a child. I also tweet sometimes like bitter reactions to like the American political system. I'll like delete very quickly. So you want to get on my Twitter and follow me so you can like catch some of like the irate, you know, stuff I'm putting out before I delete it. So you're going to want to follow and just like really monitor.
At midnight.
And I'm on at midnight tonight with Duh. Oh, no, but this is posting tomorrow. But for you guys. Well, anyway.
All right, that's enough. Thank you. Megan Neuringer, everybody. Jordan Brady. Sean Jordan. As always... As per his request, this one says before it, my husband, Jared Adams, is a shithead. So he's a self-flagellating shithead. And alarm clocks are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks again to Cabbage for sponsoring today's episode. Cabbage with a K was created as a simple way for businesses to get flexible access to up to $100,000. Visit cabbage.com/Doug and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card when you qualify. That's KABBAGE.com/Doug.